It's time for the Smart Money Questions Podcast with Matt Houseman. This is the show that provides you with a sound financial education and helps you avoid financial pitfalls. Make sure you are asking the right questions by listening to the Smart Money Questions Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Matt Houseman here, Smart Money Questions. Hopefully, you are doing great. Here we are at the end of March. And again, you know, this is from a sporting aspect. This is one of my favorite times of the year where we've got March Madness going on. And in case you're not aware, March Madness is the NCAA basketball, both men and women's, big tournament. I think in both we have 66 or 68 teams. The first couple of days where you just have games, it seems like games are going off every 40 minutes, is you got major upsets, you got big shots happening. I mean, it is just, and for so many people, I want to say that I saw on ESPN alone, they had over 22 million brackets filled out. So we're doing that again with the family. Next month, I'll let you know who won. I can tell you, Rye came out on, you know, he came out fast on Thursday. I think he only missed one or two. So, but we'll keep you informed. If you're not watching it, you know, you'll get a chance to, at the end of the month, we'll have the Sweet 16. The following week, we'll get the Final Four and the championship game. But listen, before I get started, I want to make sure for those of you that hopefully you are getting our emails. I sent this out last week along with the video. Just want to make sure that if you didn't get that, that you are aware that as of the end of this month, the end of March, we will no longer be at our current location. We are excited right now. We've been in negotiations with a permanent location very close to where our existing office is, just north of Westchester. Hopefully, we're going to have that done over the next 2 to 3 weeks. And then once we get that inked in and we know what our move-in date is going to be, we'll make sure to get that out to all of our clients. But in the interim, where we're going to be beginning next week, the beginning of April, we're going to be at 101 Lindenwood Drive, Suite 225 in Malvern, PA. Everything else stays the same. Phone number 610-719-3003, oldsecuritygroup.com, speakwithmatt.com. All of that stays the same. It's just going to be our new location. Again, 101 Lindenwood Drive, Suite 225 in Malvern, PA, 19355. You also, if you're a client, you're going to be getting a letter just to make sure that you receive that. In case you don't want listen to the podcast or watch the video, is that we just want to make sure that you're aware, and there will be a sign at our current location once we have left. So if you have any questions, reach out to us, 610-719-3003. More than happy to talk to you. For those of you that are local, just want to let you know it's just going to be a little bit further north. On 202, we're going to be at the intersection of 202 and 29 up near Great Valley. We're going to be right off of that intersection. So as soon as you come off 202 heading on 29 south, it's going to be that first right, and we're going to be in that office complex. So, but listen, I wanted to go over, I get this question all the time, and there's a couple different scenarios that have recently come up that I want to make sure that we address and really go through the reasoning behind what I have talked to some clients about recently. But before we do that, let's make sure we deal with a disclaimer. Please don't take any of the information or ideas or suggestions that I offer in today's show as direct advice for you. Please use it as information and education that you then can discuss with your advisor. Now, if you don't have an advisor or you would like for us to be your advisor, I'm more than happy to have that conversation with you. And it's real simple. All you have to do is go to www.speakwithmatt.com. That's www.speakwithmatt.com. And my online scheduler is right there. You can go right in. You can schedule a 15 or 30 minute phone conversation. And quite frankly, at the end of that first call, we're going to have a good idea. Does it make sense to have a second conversation? So again, very low key, go right into the online scheduler. You don't even have to get on the phone with anyone to schedule this. So again, speakwithmatt.com, www.speakwithmatt.com, and schedule it there. So, all right, let's go ahead and get on to today's show. Okay, so listen, one of the things I always get, as a matter of fact, it happened today sitting down with a client, and that is, I've got this life insurance policy. Do I really need it? Or I don't have any life insurance policies, possibly, and I've got these two scenarios going on. Do I need to go out and get them? The first one was a client is in. She's single, has no heirs. She realized, I'm paying this monthly bill for this life insurance. Is there really a need for it? And my response to her in this situation was, well, listen, what would it be for? What's the reasoning to have the life insurance? And she goes, I don't know. I've got other money. I've got enough that, you know, when I meet the maker, I got enough to put me in the ground. Then why do I really need it? Well, in that case, there really isn't. There isn't, you know, legacy has already been taken care of with her other assets. So she knows that that's going to go where she wants it to go. Is there really a need for life insurance? In that case, there's not. Now, I have other single clients, even single clients without heirs, that want to keep the life insurance because the type of life insurance they have also has long-term care protection built into it. So that's a little bit different scenario. So you want to be looking at life insurance, especially as you get past retirement. What is the purpose of it being there? If you have legacy desires, life insurance is a great way to make sure that those happen. If you don't, then maybe there isn't a reason for it. Or are you using it where there are other benefits? As I mentioned, maybe a long-term care rider, or it's actually built into the policy, where now you know that you're going to have some protection against long-term care, and that is going to be able to protect your other assets. But now let's also look at these two scenarios that I've recently had working with. In one case, it's a couple. In the other case, it's a single woman. And where is life insurance going to play with this? Well, in the first case, husband and wife, through the planning process, we identified, listen, we've got a pretty decent size age gap between the husband and the wife. In this case, almost 10 years. The husband has the larger earnings history, which means he's going to have the larger Social Security. We also have pretty decent size pension. And then, of course, we have retirement savings. And the question came up, how do we protect her? Because statistically, we know that guys go first. Plus, now we've got a pretty significant age difference. How do we protect her from a loss in income and being a, you know, now filing single and survivorship income? That's scenario number one. Scenario two is where I recently met with a woman divorced. And through the settlement process with her ex-husband, is she is going to receive a percentage of his pension, but only while he's alive. So we have, now there isn't that kind of an age difference, but if there's a, first of all, in both scenarios, if there's a premature death, we have to make sure that we have income protection, number one. Second of all, is in this case for her, the single woman, is that this could be a pretty significant drop in income if he passes away before her. What is the best way to do this? Again, we start talking about life insurance. And my response to both of them, especially in addressing this issue of a loss in income, is absolutely, and doing it sooner than later. By the way, I forgot to say this. So for the divorced woman, is obviously she is going to need to get a life insurance policy on her ex-husband. So we had that conversation. Is he going to be willing to do that? Because he's the insured. We already know that that you have an insurable interest there, but he's going to have to be willing to go through that. In this case, he is going to be willing to do that. But my response was yes for both, sooner than later. Why? Because first of all, life insurance is based on age and health. And if in both situations, we know that we're only getting older, and if we're healthy, now is the time to do it. The second thing we have to look at is what type of life insurance policy are we going to get? And that is going to be determined based on the budget that is available to fund the life insurance policy. Obviously, we know that term is the cheapest insurance you can get. And depending on how long we need, let's say 10, 15, 20 years, is going to be, and how much, obviously, is going to be determined on the premium. If our budget is more, and now we can look at a permanent type of policy, which is going to be maybe a whole life, maybe a universal life, maybe an indexed universal life, and how that is structured is now, for the married couple especially, is what I talk to them about, is we can add that extra benefit of long-term care where now not only are we income protecting, we're asset protecting. Why? Because in the event there is a care event, a long-term care event, we're not going to have to spend down the other assets to pay for the care. Certain life insurance policies, again, whether it's a rider or it's built into the policy, we can add that benefit in there. Now, those are definitely more expensive than a term policy. So this is where we really have to get into the budgeting. In the event for the single woman, does she really need to look for the long-term care? Well, probably not, right? So now we're just looking at income protection. We're looking at getting the biggest bang for the dollar that we have to spend on that.
Hey, everyone. A little interruption. Matt Houseman here. If you would like to speak to me directly, make sure that you know that you can go right to my online calendar, speakwithmatt.com. Again, www.speakwithmatt.com. You can either schedule a conference call right there, a Zoom call, or if you'd like to come into the office, feel free to do that. You can also reach us directly at 610-719-3003. All right, everyone, back to the show.
The other thing that I think is really important to understand for survivorship planning for the married couple or single planning for the single woman is filing single versus filing married joint is much different from how much taxes you are going to pay. So now we want to be aware of where are, what buckets are our money in. If the majority of our money is in IRA accounts, and now, God forbid, there is this, you know, this potential issue of death, is that now with life insurance being tax-free and being able to reinvest it in non-qualified, let's say a traditional non-qualified brokerage account where we have a tax-efficient portfolio, it can really end up reducing, first of all, how much we have to take out of the IRA, right? Because if we're taking it out of the IRA, we got to pay taxes first. We got to pay Uncle Sam before we can spend it ourselves. But in the life insurance case, that's not always going to be there because it comes to you tax-free. And speaking of tax-free, for all of you PA residents, remember, life insurance is the only exempt asset that is paid out and is exempt of PA inheritance tax, okay? But in both situations, we want to be looking at where now this money coming tax-free can really be efficient for us from a tax perspective. It potentially is going to reduce the tax on Social Security income, on pension income, on IRA income. Why is that? Well, that's because if all of our money is sitting in pre-tax retirement accounts, I might not have to take as much. Maybe when that time comes, when I am at the age of required minimum distributions, that's all I have to take. And my tax rate, potentially my Medicare goes down compared to where it was before. So there are benefits as to where life insurance plays in, and doing it sooner than later, especially when we're healthy, is definitely a planning piece that you want to make sure if you're in these scenarios, or if you're married and you just want to, you know, when we're younger, I remember with Maggie and I, when we were younger, we, you know, you have kids, you buy term insurance. Why? Because term insurance is, again, the biggest bang for your buck, and I'm protecting income and the expense needs that are needed. As the kids get older, maybe there isn't a need for all of that insurance now, but now we have to be looking at survivorship income and where is life insurance going to play. You know, I remember speaking with a client, this is probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and her comment to me was, you know, I was reading the other day and I was amazed to see that the wealthy always use wealth transfer via life insurance. I go, sure enough, that's right. Right. So life insurance does have its part in the overall planning process. And in this situation, we've got two different scenarios, but we're really looking for the same benefit, which is income replacement. It's very important to be looking at it and doing it sooner than later. Does it cost money? Absolutely. This goes back to where the budgeting and the type of policy that I can get or that I need is so important. So again, if you have questions about life insurance, where should it fit in with you? The other thing I'll say, I just thought about this. A lot of times I'll meet with people and they have life insurance through their employer. Absolutely great. That's wonderful. But in my opinion, if going through the planning process is you are recognizing that there is a need for life insurance, in my opinion, the only life insurance to have as your employer is not the only life insurance you need. Why? People are moving jobs all the time. Maybe you go to the next employer and they don't offer what the current employer. If you own your own policy, you are not restricted as to whatever your employer is providing. So again, if you go through the planning process and you are recognizing, yes, I have an life insurance need, please go out and look to get it where it is personally owned. You own it, and it doesn't matter what the employer is offering. You know, I had a client, I don't know, probably about 6-8 months ago that went from one job to the other. Now, listen, it was a step up in pay and everything, but by the time they got there, they realized, oh my goodness, these benefits aren't nearly as robust as the last place I went. So again, if life insurance is a need that you have, please make sure to look to have it on your own. The last thing I'm going to say, listen, I talk about this all the time. It's like a broken record. I think right now what I need to be like is, you guys remember Bob Barker at the end of every Price is Right, as the grand prize winner was walking over to whatever car they just won, and he would always sit there and say, hey, listen, everybody, remember to get your pet spayed or neutered. So again, I'm going to say this. I know I'm a broken record. Legal documents, beneficiary forms. Make sure that your estate planning is done. Make sure that your financial planning and your estate planning, you know, work congruently together. I have another situation that has just happened within the last month where I have a client who is dealing with where one of their loved ones, where this person is going to have to now execute their wishes. They didn't have these items done. And my client is now recognizing it is a mess. And it appears, at least initially, that because it is a mess, it is going to cost some dinero. Let's just put it that way. So again, everyone, make sure, don't put it off. You know, I sat with someone earlier today, and I was talking with them, and they were like, you know, we always talk about it, but then it just kind of goes off on the back burner. Don't put it on the back burner. Put it on the front. And again, if you do have your legal documents done, when life changes, it might be a time to look and see if they need to be updated. An example, a spouse passes away. You move to a new state. That is extremely important. You buy a property in the state that you are not a resident. If you're, you know, your kids get older, especially once they're over the age of 21, you want to address that. Again, I know I sound like a broken record. Make sure your legal documents are done. And as always, make sure you're working with an estate attorney. So listen, everyone, that's all I've got for today. I hope this has been valuable. If you have questions, again, about life insurance, reach out to us, 610-719-3003. If you have any other financial planning questions, you can always reach out to us. Again, the same number. You can ask the question right on smartmoneyquestions.com, or you can schedule a time to talk with me at speakwithmatt.com. Again, everyone, for all of our clients, know at the end of this month, we will be at our new location, 101 Lindenwood Drive, Suite 225 in Malvern. Everything else is the same. Hope this has been valuable, everybody. Take care. We'll talk soon.